Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode was brought to you by TheDrop.com, where skate, tech, fashion, and culture meets. For orders over $200, use code ASAP at checkout for free shipping.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
You tapped into ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast. Make sure you follow, subscribe if you're listening on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple, please make sure you rate, subscribe, and write a review. Today I have a very special guest, someone who came back, my friend.
I'm back.
I'm laughing at myself. It's too early. my future business partner, boss lady, Jamie Morton. How are you doing this morning, Jamie?
I'm doing wonderful, Sean. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. I'm full of energy. I smell like peppermint, CBD oil.
So yes, that's kinda, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
We go jump into that. But that shout out to that because we go jump into that though. But yes, the smell. I mean, we jumping into it now, right? The smell of your CBD oil is the peppermint. It wakes me up. You know what I mean? It feels good. It smells
that's
good.
True.
It's refreshing. It kind of reminds me of the morning. It's like morning time. You know what I mean? So, but we'll dive more into that. I want to ask you: did you watch Coming to America too?
Or Coming to America? I watched it twice.
Oh, so you enjoyed it?
I actually, to be honest with you, I knew it wasn't going to top America, Coming to America, the first one. So right. I wasn't expecting a lot, but I liked the storyline of it. It was really good. Having a bastard child. They talk about that a lot. Bastard child. This is your bastard child from America. Marriage. I think you and I talked about this before, Sean. Like, just our marriage is just, you know, the tradition is you date to marry and
right.
It's just the next thing, you know?
Yeah, I think they kind of, what was my issue with it? What was my issue with it? I'm trying to figure out why I liked it and what I didn't like. So what I didn't like about it is I felt like it kind of moved too fast, like the story. I think that's what I didn't
agree
like
with
about
you on
it.
That.
And but what I loved about it, I think what's trumping my dislike is it was just so good and like powerful and like nostalgic seeing all those characters brought back to life and like still alive, most of them.
I love the fact that they had the original characters there. Like, that was probably the best part of it, because some people but some movies, it's a lot of the reason why they don't return is because of money or other things, and or just speak, I don't know, I can't say why, but I really appreciated that part as well, just seeing characters.
That was dope. And James Earl, I keep calling him James Earl Ray, James Earl Jones, he's 90 years old, so I'm pretty sure that this
he's 90. I was wondering how old he was. He's 90
years old. And John Amos got one foot in the grave and one foot out too, But it was nice just seeing them on screen together doing their thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Eddie Murphy and everybody that was part of the Coming to America thing. But let's actually talk about your CBD oil. I just got the package probably on Monday. So I've been, you know, testing the product or enjoying the product for a week. You guys got me on this. So I got two oils. I have the coconut oil and I have the peppermint coconut oil. And I'm impressed. Like, I'm sold. I'm impressed. Like, so what I've been doing, but so I got two uses for it. So I put the peppermint oil in my beard, or like I'll rub it on my face, but mainly for my beard. And I like how the oil, or this whatever you call it, the oil, the sheen, it holds all day. So my beard be looking shiny all day, smelling like peppermint. So I don't know what
and
you guys
smelling
put in
good
that.
All day.
Yes, yeah, and then it's like healthy. You know what I mean? And then it's natural. So, and then I got the coconut oil. So I do a lot of hiking out here. My joints, I'm kind of tall, so my joints be kind of bothering me. So what I've been doing is like rubbing it like on my knees and, you know, my feet and my arms and my elbows and my hands, you know, and I feel the difference. I need to get massaged with this coconut oil though.
Yes, you do.
I need to set that up. But I'm impressed. What else can I use this for? I can use it for cooking.
So the coconut
everything.
Oil is, you can, it's a human consumption. You can cook with it. You can spread it on like for a substitute of, some people try to get away from butter. Vegan people could actually use it for putting it on toast,
right.
Putting it in your coffee, putting it in your hair, because it is also a growing oil as well. So there's a lot of different things you could do with the coconut CBD oil. The peppermint, you cannot, it's not for human consumption, but it is for all of the other things as it relates to, as we talked about, stress, anxiety, absolutely your joints, of the pain and nerve and inflammation in it. I have, and I don't think I shared with you last time, I have asthma. So the peppermint oil helps me in a way where I had asthma since I've been a child, and okay. Right now I have it really under control. When I say asthma, I mean like my asthma only flares up when there's a season changing. So I use it to calm me when I feel like I'm getting ready to have an asthma attack, because when you have asthma, you always think you're getting ready to have an asthma attack. Walking, I think I'm getting ready to have an asthma attack. So it calms my nerves. So that's what I like about it. And I use it for, and even though it's, you know, my family's business, I absolutely brag about it, because everything that I said that I use that product for, I absolutely do. And it works for me so many different ways.
I actually got your shirt on now too. I got a shirt.
Yeah.
And another thing too, like I should have recorded. I think I did record the box opening. The packaging was really, really nice. Was that special for me, or that's how you guys ship
it
out?
No, I have to be honest with you. My more recent wife, she is all about presentation. She's all about all of that. I am like the, can we do this? And then my family and all of us are just like, all right, we're going to do this and we're going to get this together. So she is responsible for the packaging. She is made, and that, it's not just for you. It's across the board. When we package, wow. All of our items are going to look exactly like this. And we are putting the packages together ourselves, making little personal notes so that you know that you got one of us packaging one of your packages. So yes, that is standard custom for everyone, not just you. I mean, we did a little special for you. You know, we probably throw in some extra stuff, but.
Not so like, and listeners, you know, entrepreneurs, people who have products, whatever you're selling, the packaging and the unboxing that's a part of the experience. And, you know, it caught me off guard. But when I got it and I saw the packaging, I was like, oh, wow, this is really nice. And it made me realize too how much I enjoy the unpacking and unboxing process. It was really, really nice. I was impressed, and I was not expecting it, but I was like, okay, this is a part of the product, and this is a part of the process of the product. So
yeah,
really,
presentation
really
is everything. You know that, Sean. Like, you can't buy something, and I'm a visual person. If I see something that just doesn't look good to me, I'm not buying it. I don't care.
Right.
Keep it, you know.
And I actually think I recorded it. I'm not sure, but yeah. So you guys, you know, check out the CBD oils at more-hemp.com. CBD oil. You got the founder of More Hemp on the line. And if you guys haven't checked out the episode of the Cannabis Farm, I have the lady on line. But we're about to dive into your other business, the porta potty business, More Tell Industries. Porta potty. How did you get into that?
So, true story. My business partner, Ebony Terrell, her and I were actually, and she's my best friend too. We were actually on our way to drop her son's car off to Rice University. He was attending college. Shit, that was 5 years ago. He was starting school. And we didn't have money to ship his car down there. So we were like, well, we'll drive. So in our driving mode, you know, we were kind of both going through some, you know, just life changes and life issues. And, you know, we were like, we just need to make more money so that we can just be able to get up and go and travel. And just whenever we decide we want to do something, we don't have to worry about it. We just need some additional income. So we're riding on the highway, riding. And every corner I look at, I mean, in every couple little miles, I see this porta potty. And I'm like, I'm just looking out the window and I'm just looking. And I'm like, what do you think about starting a porta potty business? And she was like, a porta potty business? I was like, yeah,
right.
You can start a porta potty business, but we can cater to women. Because originally, I mean, when we first started, when we thought about porta potties, we thought about women. Like, we can make a concept that it will be nice for women to use the bathroom, because oftentimes we as women do not want to use a porta potty because it's always filthy. So we came up with this design of putting sinks in there, putting lights. We have solar lights in our toilets. We have mirrors in our toilets. Our toilets flush. It's like an airplane toilet. I mean, we designed it to a T for a woman. Got our first toilet, dropped it on the ground. From there, we've just been from one toilet to 76 there. Since 2017, we've been in business.
Wow. And you guys are energy conscious. You said solar lights.
Okay, yeah, so
we got a fancy porta
potty, you
got
a fancy toilet when you come see ours, because our toilet. So here's the thing: at night, we were focused around building a toilet for events, right? So events are usually sometimes go over into the night. There's a big event here in the DC area called the Broccoli City event, which was one of our first events. And I have to tell you this story because you're going to be
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, it's really.
Yeah, I know the Broccoli City event.
Yeah, so we're at the Broccoli City event, and we partnered with someone who was at the time mentoring us, and they allowed us to bring our toilets, but they put majority of our toilets behind the stages, like VIP stage, right? And there was this big bathroom trailer there that was like room temperature control with AC. Real running water, real flat, like you were like in your own bathroom. And then there was our toilet, which I told you as I designed it. Although we have all of that, the solar lights and all that, we do not have room temperature toilet. So our toilets are not set up for it to be hot or cold. It's just, if it's hot, it's going to be hot regardless.
Right.
We're behind the stage and our toilet set right next to this bathroom trailer. True story. Everybody used our bathroom and not the bathroom trailer. Used our toilet, which you will get a kick out of it, is Sasha Obama. We didn't even know it was Sasha Obama. Our kids had to tell us. We were back there keeping the toilet clean and you know, we see Secret Service, but we were thinking, you know, it must be some senator's daughter or something. We're not thinking Sasha Obama, right? So we're sitting back there and she goes in the bathroom, she walks out and she leaves. And now at this point, this is the only bathroom she's using. So our kids are like, Ma, do you know who that is? We were like, no, who is it? We know it gotta be somebody's senator's daughter. We don't know. He was like, that's Sasha Obama. We were like, oh, well, okay, well, whatever. She has to use the bathroom too. But not only did she use our bathroom, at the time, Cardi B, who was pregnant, behind stage, used our toilet. So we were just, that was like our first major event, but just to have some people like that use our bathrooms, and there's a freaking bathroom trailer right next door to ours that is just amazing with AC and everything, running water. We were like, yeah, we got something here.
That's pretty cool. So you had the future future president, because Sasha Obama is about to be the first black woman president. She got, what, 10, 15 more years. You had Sasha Obama approve of your porta potties, and then you had Cardi B in there too. So that's, and you know Cardi B, if the porta potties was trash, she would have been on, she would have made a whole live about it, tweeted about it.
Oh, she would have tore our butt to pieces. And I think that's what was really clicked for us. Like, we got something here. Like, everybody else has the regular standard toilets, but ours are just, you know, designed to be for women, which I'll tell you that women are probably the nastiest people to use the toilet, but that's a whole other story. But it was.
You said it, I didn't say it.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can say it because I am a woman and I have been in bathrooms behind them, and trust me. Ooh, but yeah, we were just, we were humble because one, I don't think her or I even thought our business would grow as much as we do, much as it did. And to be in business right now, there's a lot of people that fail in this business and in this industry. And I just was, failure was not an option for me at all. Right. And from 2017 with one toilet to now 76 to now my own septic tank truck to now my own.
Oh, yard. Wow.
Yeah, I have my own yard, which I have, which is also a big, huge accomplishment for me. Because in order for you to have all of this equipment, you actually have to have space to put this stuff at. So to have right. yard, my own office trailer, my own truck, my own 76 toilets, and also rent yard space because, you know, I want to make some money as well doing other things. Just like this 2021, I promise you, no, let me take that back. 2020, if it didn't teach me anything, it told me to stay on my hustle and keep on my grind. And the porta potty industry absolutely kept me afloat this entire 2020. I do have a full-time job. So on top of my full-time job, full-time business, full-time family business, oh, and my body butter business that I have, I am always
busy. Wow. So you busy. You are hella busy.
Yeah, I'm like busy all the time. People don't understand when I say when I schedule time and things don't work out, or if for some reason we don't get to meet or something like that, you know, my time is precious to me. So even with dating, like if I say I'm going to do something and you say you're going to do something and you're not going to do it, it pisses me off, although it probably shouldn't, but it does, because I really have to schedule my time. Like I have so many things going on that if I don't schedule time, I'm lost.
Right. And so you guys did this porta potty business. This became a thing in 2017, correct?
Yeah.
So like, where do you store it? You store it in a backyard or something?
No, we actually have a yard. When I refer to a yard, so you know how sometimes, I don't know in Cali if they have like dump trucks, I'm sure they do. And there's like a yard where you might see several trucks that are like leasing parking spaces.
Yeah.
Trucking them. I have one of those. So I have my own yard that I lease space for. Like I lease spaces for. So on top of us having our porta potty industry business, we also have a yard that we lease space. So, for example, if you had a truck that worked here, or you may even just, let's just say, if you had a boat or a car or something that you want to, you can't park somewhere like on the street or something like that, you want to lease a parking space for a month, right, then you call me. I got you.
Oh, wow. And who cleans this out?
Who cleans the toilet? So, Achan, I clean the toilets in the beginning.
Oh, so wow. So you are really like hands-on.
No. I was down in the weeds. Me and my best friend, we cleaned the toilets. We delivered the toilets. We picked them up. We dropped them off. There was times where the freaking tank that you pull the waste out of, which, oh, it's the nastiest thing, locked up on us, so we couldn't actually, we probably couldn't pull the waste out of it. Imagine having to lift a toilet with waste in it, put it on a truck, get it to the yard to clean. So we've had, trust me when I say we've had some times, it's been staying up 24, 48 hours. One of my biggest things about, one of the things that, the reason why our toilets is orange and gray is because of the MS foundation. That is their color, the orange.
Right.
And my mom has MS. So we chose that color because of my mom. But we also, there was a goal for us, a 5-year plan, that we would get all of the MS walks on the DMV area across the board. Well, we did it within 3 months of starting our business. So committing to that means every weekend up until May, there was an event, a walk of thousands and thousands of people. So there was walks in Baltimore, DC, Virginia, further out Maryland, further in, when I say further into deep Maryland, like further into Maryland, closer to Delaware, not having a truck, renting a tank from someone. We did it all. We made it happen. Just her and I. We delivered 30 toilets, I mean, per day, cleaned the toilets out. When the tank would go down or break, having to move those toilets because they can't stay there overnight, having to move those toilets with waste in it. So it's a whole process.
It's so funny. I'm picturing you. Cause you fly, you be dressed up, your hair be done.
I try.
Nah, you a fly girl. So I'm picturing you maintaining porta potty. Do you have to wear like a hazmat suit or some shit? Like, how does that work?
I have to. Listen, before COVID hit, we were already COVID friendly. The mask, the gloves, the hat, the suits, everything. And then my business partner is so, oh my gosh, she can't, smells gets to her, right? So I don't know if you've ever seen the scene in Bad Boys 2 where they were in the funeral home and Martin kept like gagging. Imagine that's her and I are Will and Smith. I promise you when we're delivering these toys. She's over there like, trying to catch her breath because she can't stand the smell. I'm like, girl, get your shit together so we can get over here and get these toilets clean. So we can get out of here. Because I'm just like, when I'm cleaning, I'm just in go mode. I can't think of it.
You in the zone.
I'm just in my zone. Like, I'm ready to get it done so that we can get out of here. And she's like, she's a very analytical thinker, but she's a visual person. So visualizing what if they have this in the toilet? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. We got to get this shit out of here. But I mean, the stories that we have, oh my God, like you would be amazed. Sometimes I wish we would have had like some type of camera following us around the entire time, because the stuff that we've done with this business, with not having half the equipment that we have now, is amazing. We didn't have like a year ago. We literally just bought a truck a year ago. Like, we didn't have a truck. So we were leasing out cleaning our toilets after because we both have full-time jobs. She's married, has a family. I'm fortunate to have the flexibility because it's just my son and I. But still, I have a full-time job that I have to stay focused. Right. And on top of that, this full-time business and going after work. So there was times that we were working on Mother's Day, like no joke, like working on Mother's Day, sometimes working on our kids' birthdays, like just really putting in the work. And we've just been thankful and successful and blessed that we've been able to accomplish what we have and not go out of business in 2021. Because right now we're hitting that 5-year mark. And typically businesses fail after 3 years in this porta potty industry too. But after three, if you can kind of still chuck along and keep going, you've made it. And that's good for us.
Right. And a lot of people organizers are busting at the seams to, you know, reorganize and have festivals and have, you know, picnics and stuff that's outside to utilize these porta potties. So I'm sure when everything kind of opens back up, you guys go be turning down business because we are really, really ready to get outside. We are ready to have concerts again. I'm ready to go to the Broccoli Festival 2021.
Yes, hopefully you have to come over.
Yeah. So yeah, business is about to peak again when everything opened back up. So everybody listening, you guys go get that vaccine so we could be outside and be in these nice porta potties. Cause these look like I'm looking at pictures right now of your porta potties and they kind of remind me of like a plane lavatory. Like they very, very nice. It don't look like a porta potty. It looks like a plane.
Yeah, you're right about that, Sean. One of the things about our toilets, when we describe them, that's exactly what we say. It's like an airplane toilet. It does everything that an airplane toilet does. Everything, even as far as like this, our bathrooms are bigger than the airplane toilets. I will say that.
Wow.
But they're exactly like the concept is exactly that because it flushes away, it hides the quote unquote waste. You can wash your hands in the sink. And we have a light, just like airplanes do. We have a light in there. There's a solar light that is in there the light is operated based on the.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we also have mirrors for the beautiful ladies so they can check themselves before they leave out the bathroom. So we thought about
all that's what they really be in there for so long for, because they've been playing in those mirrors.
I'll tell you. yeah, because I don't know. I hate to say this, and please forgive me, ladies, but we got to do better about these bathrooms, because I don't know how you come out and beautified and dolled up and someone goes in the bathroom after you and it looks like and smells like there's no way that bathroom should look like that. That means your house looks like that. That's my philosophy.
Wow.
If your bathroom looks like that, I guarantee your house is like that. So if I was a man, I would not want to date a woman like that.
She said it. I didn't say it.
I'm going to say it, and I'll say it again. Women, we have to do better. We have to do better. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm not going to say that.
You're funny. So how do I get one of these porta potties? Like, what do I, you know, I'm having a festival. I'm having a CBD oil festival. How do I rent your services or get your services?
So you can always reach out to me. Again, my name is Jamie Moore. You can reach out to me on my website at mooretailindustries.com. I have an Instagram that it says an EST, which is established 2017 More Tail. I do have a social media. I have an email address. You can reach me at jmorton, J-M-O-R-T-O-N, at mooretail-industries with the IES.com. And Mooretail is spelled M-O-R-T-E-L-L. My business line for my business is 202-304-8690. You can reach me at any of those contact information, and I can guarantee you I'm going to reach back out.
Walk me through the process of ordering.
Reserving a toilet.
Correct.
So, like, for example, I'll be honest with you. Most people think about our services at the intel of planning their event. However, you can still get one. What happens is, for example, you have an event. I'll use cookout for an example. Most people have like family cookouts and they expect several of their family members. If they have a big family like mine, we have our immediate core family. There's about 60 of us. So having an event at one of our homes is kind of sort of overuse on our toilet. So how to rent a toilet is you would either hit me up on one of those contact informations, things that I gave you. Also, you would, depending on how many toilets you want, that determines the price. So you can rent one toilet from me for an event anywhere from $150 up to $500 for one toilet. That includes your drop-off fee. That includes the waste removal fee. That includes the sanitizing of the toilet before it gets there and sanitizing the toilet when we leave. We also offer valet services. So during your event, if you want someone there attending your toilets, keeping it clean, keeping it fresh, making sure that it's COVID friendly, because we've had those events as well. I have someone on staff that is cleaning the toilets, making sure that the toilets smell good, keeping the restock of tissue and hand sanitizers and soap and the running water. Right. So if my services are different in ways of, we offer a full wraparound services. We offer attendee there in the event that you want someone there to keep the toilets clean. We've even offered that on construction sites. For construction, it's a little different. You typically will have a toilet anywhere from 2 months to 2, 3, 4 years, because that's just how long your project is. But even having an event or having a construction project that you're working on, your toilet price could be a little different, because you're depending on the services. You may be doing services on a weekly, everyday basis, bi-weekly. So that just determines your price. There's no set price in this industry. And I'll be honest with you, because what my price is here in DC, someone's price in Chicago, or someone's price in California, or someone's price down south may be different, because we all have a different market.
Right.
And just the cost of living. Nobody wants to, you know, beat anyone in the head with this overly priced toilet just to get business. So we try to be reasonable and accommodating. One of the biggest things for us is the fact that we have all these larger firms that we're competing against.
Right.
And they lowball the crap out of their services. So, and we can't afford to do that. So because we can't afford to do that, sometimes we lose out on business just because of that. So it really just depends on the industry, what it is that you need, how long you need the toilet. If it's going to be just a weekend event, it's just a one-time fee, or if it's going to be like a construction project, it's even more, I don't want to say a discount, but it's even more cheaper, because having someone, having a construction site is more ideal because your toilet is sitting there for a long time. Go ahead.
But men, so you don't, most of the time men are construction workers, so, you know, it's not that nasty.
Sorry, to be honest with you, I have to be honest with you. I got to give my kudos to my men. They are not nasty like these women are. And I, please forgive me, women. I love us to death, but we got to do better when we go in these public bathrooms. But the men, ideally, are some of them, like, I've had event toilets that has been nastier than construction toilets. And that says a lot, because construction, they're actually working dirt. They are doing things that you're not doing at an event. And the fact that that toilet is cleaner than an event toilet makes me feel like I just didn't understand it. I really didn't. Do better, ladies, and I'm sure we will.
Yeah. So who do you have, like, you know, you said these are very women centric. They, you know, the smell and the mirror.
So we have deodorizer in our toilet. I forgot to mention, but go ahead.
So do you see like a customer base? Who is the customer base? Or is just everybody who needs a porta potty?
To be honest with you, everyone in the world needs a porta potty at some point. I'll tell you why.
Right.
There is always someone who's having their child's first birthday that may be in a park. There's someone that wants to plan a, let's just say, plan a community event, block party. You need a toilet. There's people that want to have their own outdoor concerts. You need a toilet. Someone who's remodeling their bathroom. You need a toilet. Someone that's remodeling their home. You need a toilet. Construction sites. When I'm working on a project now, and it's near and dear to my heart. And I haven't told the construction firm this, but my dad actually went to the middle school that I am actually on the project that is being renovated to be a LEED standard school. And DC is going through all of these renovations as it relates to their schools, creating a more, because the schools that we have here, and I'm sure in California too, they're been historical buildings, older buildings. And our Mayor Bowser, who I love, is dumping funding into the education, DC's education as it relates to renovating the buildings, getting more equipment, and making it friendly and a healthy environment for our kids here in the inner city. So she is doing all of these mass renovations in all of these schools. And the school that I'm on, Elliott Hines, which my dad and my granddad went to, and I'm actually on the project that is being, that of the school being remodeled. So it makes me feel good, because I'm like, wow, my dad and my granddad went to this school, and now I'm on the project. And it's just like, wow, it's amazing to me. So, we're on construction projects, and the firm, shout out to Turner Construction, because they were one of the first people to ever give us our very first contract. I mean, major construction project. And they're a larger firm. Turner is a worldwide, across the world. And the fact that they gave us our first contract, took a chance on us, makes me forever indebted to Turner, because there's a strategic program I had to go through to even become a qualified subcontractor for them. And I had this one particular person who was a part of the program, and she's a part of the direct she's a part of the procurement office. Her name is Ms. Janice Johnson. She is one of Turner Constructors. She's the senior there. She's been there for over 30 years, and she is no nonsense. And she stayed on top of us. She made sure that we did everything we were supposed to be a qualified sub. And when we do wrong, she calls us and lets us know, but she does not stop us from getting projects because she knows that we're still learning. So I had to say that. Shout out to Turner Construction and especially Ms. Janice Johnson, because she is absolutely the GOAT. And what I mean by the GOAT, she's like your big mama, meaning when we mess up, she's going to call us and let us know, and but they're going to tell you, okay, baby, it's okay.
Right.
Back on your game.
Yeah, she helping you guys out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what is absolutely.
What is your area? Like, how far out? What's the radius? We know we cover the D.C. area, but what if I'm in Bethesda or Roanoke? Like, how? Like, what's the radius?
So that's considered to be the DMV area. So, like, I would go as far as, I would say a little into Gaithersburg, far as Baltimore, a little into Towson, Virginia, as far as Stafford, but not any further than that. And in D.C., obviously anywhere in D.C., but ideally, we don't want to take business from other companies that are in those areas. So if we can't provide it, or if even if we could provide it, we'll reach out to some of our partners in that area and say, hey, someone called me for an event or a construction project. I know I'm wanting to see if you would like to do it, and we'll partner with them. And maybe sometimes it's really a certification thing. Like, we are woman-owned. We have our woman-owned certification. We have our airport certification. We have our minority certification. We have all our certifications in the D.C. area. And sometimes these other companies either don't have those certifications or they just don't qualify for some of them. So we will help them out. Like, hey.
Oh, wow.
Come under our company and we'll sub the work out to you. Like, it'll be, we're subbing or partnering with them so that they can get business. So we try to not only just manage our toilets, but also try to broker toilets as well, if that makes sense. Like, we
That makes perfect sense.
It's
like you like the Uber platform for porta potties in DC.
Exactly.
Or in the DMV.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we business partners. I'm telling you.
Yes. We are. We here, Sean. I'm moving the car.
Wait a minute. So,
start our business over there. Huh?
That's pretty cool, though, that you guys do that. Oh, shit. Just like, what have been a hurdle? Do people, when they see that it's ran by two black women, like, have that been a thing, an issue?
Oh, it absolutely has. And the reason why I say that is because when we walk into meetings, we used to walk into the meetings, just like you said, we would be fly, you know, our presentation to me was everything. We're dressed up. We have on our suits and our notepads, and we're walking in with our heels on. And most of the people are like, well, where's your husband? Like, you have to just be the face of the company. Like, they just don't, they can't wrap around their mind that there's two women that's running this company. So
we
had to kind of take a step back to realize we're dealing with men, and we're dealing with men in construction. Most of them are not dolled up. Most of them don't have, they're in their work clothes. So we had to get down to the nitty gritty and start wearing our work clothes. So now when we go to these meetings, we're more approachable because we look just like them. We're in our work clothes. We're in our hard hats. We're in our steel toe boots. We're in our.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we kind of had to tone it down so that they can respect us. One of the biggest things is that they just didn't think we knew what we were talking about. They really thought we were the face of some husband's company. And we're like, no, this is ours. We run this. We've been called so many different names. We're the queen of shitters. We're the queen of shitters, the shitter queens. What is it?
The shit.
Yeah, the shit. We've been called Mortel. So my business partner last name is Terrell and my last name is Morton, obviously. So it's Mortel. So we've had people say, oh, you said Mortel, like tapping their tail. Like, oh, that's what you're saying. Your business is called more and you want Mortel. I'm like, no, but we'll go with it.
Hey, because none of it is offensive. It's all bringing in money in business.
It's
right?
all bringing in money. I take nothing offensive. We pulled up to carnivals and they're like, you guys, you're the prettiest damn shit of girls we've ever seen in our life. It's just, I mean, it's amazing the responses and the reaction on people's face when they see that it is truly us that's working this company. We've done Police Tent Week here in DC, which is a big event. There's a lot of things I didn't know goes on in my city, but this was one that I really, really liked. It's called Police Tent Week. And what happens is all of law enforcement in the world comes to the Washington, DC area and just let their hair down and kind of just, you know, enjoy each other. Cause you know, our law enforcement, they go through a lot. And they actually have an event where they can come get therapy, get some education on how you can either be a better person in your job or family events. They have their families there and they drink a lot of beer because they're letting their hair down. So right. Some events we worked with the U.S. Capitol Police before on a couple of events. I've worked with the U.S. Capitol Police. We've had police come all the way from Paris to come to this Police Tent Week. And what I truly enjoyed about it is that I saw law enforcement able to kind of let their hair down and enjoy and just all of the pressure and anxiety that these law enforcement, you know, workers have to go through. To see them enjoy themselves in a different light was like, and that was Mother's Day I was working, by the way, to see their way, just to see them have fun and not worry about their jobs or what's going on or just having a break, period, you know, because we all need a break. And it was just amazing to me. So we've done some really cool events, like stuff like that.
The coolest event was the Broccoli City one.
The coolest event by far was the Broccoli City event. But I will say Police Tent Week topped it. They're like neck to neck. Like you have to kind of see the event. It's so cool. Like they cook out, they eat, they laugh, they play games. The family's there. You know, it's amazing. We have people coming and just thanking them for their services. So I think that's the reason why I liked it, because it was just like, I didn't know this was something that was going on in the DC area, and I absolutely want to be a part of it, you know, all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Broccoli City was, I met some really cool people at Broccoli City. Like even the people, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Budweiser Festival.
We used to have that back in the day in LA.
Yeah. So they have it here in Philly. And we actually met one of the organizers, and they were like, and we were very small then, we really like your toilets. Is there any way you can bring them to Philly? He was like, we wish we could. But no, we can't. But that's the next goal. Like I said, we when people ask us stuff like that, we reach out to our partners that are in those cities to partner with. So yeah, we have a good time. We're about spreading the wealth. We know we can't get every dollar, but we can help everybody else get dollars. That way we're not mad at each other.
and that's why you continue to win in all your business ventures with the cannabis and now the porta potty. That is really a great way to conduct business and just create a community with other small businesses and entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'm always focused on is that if we are all being successful in whatever light that is, it could be, you may not want to be an entrepreneur. You just maybe want to be successful in your career as you work for whatever company or agency or a government agency you work for. if I can help, because that's what's happened for me, if I can help in any way to get you to that next level, I'm absolutely for it. If all of us are successful in whatever we're doing, we have no room to be bitter. We have no room to hate on each other. We have no room to talk about each other. The most that we can talk about is just how the hell we gonna get some more money. That's all. Exactly. That's my goal. What can we do to get some more dollars, you know?
Because you are in the D.C. area, would you ever do a Trump event?
Truthfully,
a MAGA event?
So I'm going to say this. I have not had the opportunity to be put in that position. It's hard for me to say no. I'll tell you why. Because I look for the good in everyone. I'm not saying Trump is the perfect person. He absolutely is not, but he's also human. The problem with people, we give people we give them godly trust, if that makes sense. You have to trust people in the human limitations that person is, meaning you cannot put godly trust into someone and expect for them to act godly. That's just not how it is. That man, the one thing I will say about Trump, if I can't say anything else, is that, you know, he's old, he's stuck in his ways. He will always be who he is. And that's even Big Mama and your granddad. If you look at your mom and when you look at your grandparents as you were growing up, there was some things that you just couldn't change with them. And that's how I look at Trump. Like, he just, I'm trying to put this in the right way. He wasn't the best leader by
not
far.
At all. I understand what you're saying, because there is a, especially you being an entrepreneur and a boss. Me too, you know what I mean? I'm a business owner as well. I, don't kill me, listeners, and don't kill Jamie. There is something to be said about a person who, I'm trying to find the right words. I'm not, help me out, Jamie. There's something to be said about a person who don't give a fuck, who do what they want to do, who stick to, you know, he knows his audience, he knows his business, MAGA,
what I'm going to give to him, he's absolutely a strong entrepreneur. That's one thing I'm going to give to him. Two, he is a man of, this is who I am. Like, he didn't sugarcoat shit for us. He let us know exactly the person that he is. So I respect that about him, because I would rather for him to be very straight up and honest with me, but then to lie in my face and then go behind doors and it's a whole nother person, you know?
I mean, if I was you and they had a MAGA festival, money's green, and as long as they're being respectful, I'm going to bring my toilets over there, my porta potties, and make some money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't wait till you come to the city. Like, we got to hang out. I'm coming to Cali just so I can come hang out with you.
Oh, yeah, you got to come here. And we on the verge, I think you guys are too, of kind of opening back up. So, yeah, when you come out here, I don't know who's going to make it out there. You know, if you're going to make it out here first or I'm going to make it out there, but we definitely linking up. But where can people find you again? You gave it to us before, but give us.
Yeah, so you can find me on morton.com, or you can also find me on social media for those who use social media as their platform. So do I. My IG name is est.mortel.2017. So that's established Mortel in 2017. You also can reach me on my sale, which is my business line, at 202-304-8690. You will absolutely get this voice. And you can also reach me via email at jmorton, J-M-O-R-T-O-N, at Mortel, Mortell-industries with the IES.com. So any one of those platforms you can reach me on. Trust me, if you reach out to me, you get a call within an hour or 24 hours. I do not play around with my business. I love this. I'm all the way 100% dedicated and in debt to my business. So I'm there. You're gonna get whatever you need and want from me.
Definitely. And again, I'm gonna put all that information in the description of this episode. And I'm definitely gonna link them to your more.hemp.com so you can hit up and get some of this oil. Got me over here smelling like peppermint.
Yes, but again, all that information. I'm so proud of my family. Like, we really, that's another blood, sweat, and tears kind of business. And we are going to be billionaires in the future, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, we gotta get Auntie Debbie on.
Absolutely. She has been waiting. She's ready. That's our what we call the matriarch of our family.
Yeah, we gotta get the Auntie Debbie on here. So I'm gonna talk to you about that. But again, all that information is going to be located in the description of this episode. And thank you for tapping into ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.